This is St. Louis Public Radio. The incoming artistic director of Repertory Theater of St. Louis says that growing audiences is about building relationships, not simply issuing one-time invitations. Director, playwright, and producer Hanna Sharif will spend a year getting to know the area before stepping into the post after longtime artistic director Stephen Wolf retires in 2019. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler talked with Sharif, who comes here from Baltimore, about the work ahead and the experience she'll bring to the rep. Sharif says she learned the nuts and bolts of theater while attending Spelman College in Atlanta more than two decades ago.
I started out with a scrappy ensemble theater company in college, a group of friends coming together to make art out of our passion. There are many, many hats that you wear when you're with a small company. You can be season planning in one moment, directing the next moment, hanging lights the next moment, taking out the garbage the next moment. And so you kind of get a sense of the robust nature of what it takes to produce art on a small level. And I am so grateful for those years.
How do you plan to get to know the St. Louis community? And what do you want to know from people to order to learn?
I think the first thing for me that I've been asking even the people I've met already is when you think of St. Louis, when you think of your St. Louis, what is that city? What does that feel like? What does it look like? What does it smell like? What's important to you? I'm very interested also, quite frankly, in what does the rep mean? What comes to mind, good, bad, or otherwise? When you hear the Repertory Theater of St. Louis, what comes to your mind? If you've been, what was your experience? What are your dreams for the future? What would you love to see? What do you feel is missing in your artistic life? And from that, we'll see. There may be things, and there will be things that are missing in your artistic life that's not possible for the rep to fill. But I do think that there's going to be a lot of data that comes up, a lot of information, and a lot of emotion that will help inform how we craft our next steps forward.
So the rep and other theater institutions in St. Louis have been trying to create more diversity in their audiences, and that includes younger audiences as well. Can you tell me a little bit about how you've been, your history of attracting more diverse audiences, including younger audiences?
So one of the things that we tested in Baltimore that ended up being incredibly successful is a pre-show experience. The idea that the energy and the spirit of the play that you're coming to see should begin the moment you hit the door. When I directed Pride and Prejudice, we transformed our lobby into an 18th century ballroom, and audience members came in and were taught to dance and joined some of our actors. Younger audiences are looking for experiences.
So when I talked to Stephen Wolf a couple years ago, he was saying that on the average, the audiences at the rep are about 20% people of color. Have you had any experience of drawing racially and culturally diverse audiences to theater in the past?
Yes, I think at both Hartford Stage, where I spent a significant portion of my career, and certainly at Baltimore Center Stage, part of the goal, if you fundamentally believe that everyone deserves access to the highest quality of art, then that means that everyone has to have an invitation to the party. And that invitation isn't a single invitation, a monolithic invitation, that if you want to create meaningful relationships with communities that haven't been in your home before, then you actually need to learn how to speak the language that they speak. You have to be concerned and interested in the ideas and in the representations of those people on stage. I think the reality is if you want to diversify your audience, you have to start with significant, meaningful, authentic partnership and relationship. And that's what I'm looking forward to helping extend and build here.